really famous reading today. I'd like to mention three things about today's topic. Mostly focusing on the word good and shepherd and how it applies it when we put it into us. The word good is quite confusing, actually, because we apply it to many different things. We could say, this chair is good. What does that mean? Could be, for one, it looks beautiful. For another, it's functional. For another, it's valuable. Good means, in a way, whatever it is in your mind that has a value, in whatever way it is. Yet the Greek word good has interesting variety. The word used to describe good shepherd, good, is kalos in Greek. And it has meanings like this: beautiful, handsome, excellent, eminent, choice, surpassing, precious, useful, suitable, commendable, admirable. And so forth. Isn't that interesting? Good.
Is it K-A-L-O-S?
Yes. Kalos.
Excuse me interrupting. I just saw a film yesterday, Maria by Kalos, and her family name, shortened to be in America, was K-A-L-O-S.
That is good. Yes. So, good shepherd. A shepherd is good in here context could be excellent, useful, suitable. Now, this is one of my subjects, so I have to bring it to you, that I studied. That's a Chinese letter. The character means good. This one is a combination of two other characters that are like this. I know that most of you don't know what that means. So, the first one means a sheep. Next one means word, human word. So, combination of sheep and human word is good.
Sheep.
Lamb, sheep, yeah, sheep. Not sheep, but sheep. Sorry. Sheep. Yeah. Sheep. Yeah. Now, why sheep? Because same thing happened in the China too, is that they had sacrifices to gods or heaven. And most preferred in the Asian world was actually a cow or a bull. Big, huge one. But when it was not available, a blemless sheep was taken and chosen and used. Also, there has been certain belief that sheep are calm and gentle, therefore they mean good, like blessing to you. So if you see a sheep in the wild mountain, you see that as a good omen, a good sign from the heavens that things will be okay with you. So in that context, what it means is that if your words are like sheep, that's good. Meaning gentle, kind, and kind of self-sacrificial. Meaning less of you, more of the other. That's good. And if you think about all this context, what does it mean to be a good person? So that's what you need to think about for now. And let's go into the shepherd. The shepherd. Good. You have a question?
I would just say, building on that concept, the very opposite of that would be a wolf in sheep's clothing, which would be bad.
Yes, I would agree with you. And we may have a few of those in human society, or more. So, shepherd. And Jesus is making clear distinction between a shepherd and hired hand. Right? Hired hand is there for what? For their own wages. Exactly. Their wages. So, for their interest. Versus shepherd is there for what?
To take care of the flock.
To protect the sheep or the flock, the herd. So the intentionality is different in a very simple way. A shepherd is selfless and there for the sheep or the herd. Hired hand is there for my own gain. Kind of self-centered or selfish interest. So when it says good shepherd, it means a lot. Now, if you take it into the term of Jesus, have you ever had like complaints like God's over there very comfortable and we're all here and what does God know about human life and our struggles? In a sense, what I take the most from the whole story of Jesus in the Bible is that it's not crucifixion or life. It's the actual point that God chose to come as human. There is a saying that if you want to understand somebody else, you need to be in somebody else's shoe. Like that's an American phrase, right? How better can God understand human but becoming a human? So God became a human and lived like a human and saying, I am the good shepherd. So if we were to take it into our practice, how shall we do? It could apply to leadership, any leaders actually. Any father is a leader, any grandma is a leader, right? Anyone, in a way, is a leader. Any parents, actually, definitely are leaders. Two things that I can kind of summarize is, one, a deep understanding about the people that you're caring for. And it's more about what they need versus what they want. What they need is actually necessity for their growth, for physical, spiritual. What they want is something that will please them. Does not necessarily helpful for them. But also another distinction is there's difference between the way I want or I think you need this or you actually need this. There's a slight difference. So a deep understanding on the people you're caring for, what they need, actually. And then you need to deliver it in a good way. Again, going back to Chinese character, your words should be like sheep. Gentle, kind, loving, and caring. And hopefully, absence of yourself and more for the one you care for. And Jesus' example is quite stunning that a real shepherd is willing to die for one's sheep, one's herd, while hired hand will just run away. So there is a deep caring. There's a sense of self-sacrifice for what you are caring for. Yes. So, summarizing all this, Jesus is kind of laying us to two things. One, how much God loves us. And God is saying, I love you this much. And this is how I guide you, inspire you, and this is how much I want to protect you. And the second is, Therefore, I want you to do the same with each other. So please have reflection upon it, and may God bless you all in your reflection, understanding, and living the truth that you gain. Amen.
Amen.